We obviously provide quite a big service locally. We've got about 500 people playing rugby with us, and at least half of them are trying to train in midweek, which obviously is an evening activity, and therefore we need lights to train by. And because previously we only had 1.5 training pitches, we were just completely wearing the pitches out because everyone was training in the same place. And also, we couldn't have a match at the same time as training because we didn't have enough power. So something needed to change, basically. We spoke with the council who look at the provision of sporting pitches locally, and they could see our need. So when we placed a bid for support through the Section 106 development funds, they were able to support us because it met their local strategies. So we got a good bit of the project cost through that route. And then also local charities such as the Harbour District Leisure Trust, Market Harbour and the Bowdens Charity, and the Howard Watson Symington Memorial Charity, they provided the remainder of the monies to completely fund the project. Obviously, community clubs are going to really struggle with business energy prices, but it's LED, so we can light more grass for less electricity than we had to use for a smaller area previously. So we're doing everything we can to reduce our usage. Really satisfying. And I think, a nice close to the story was we'd arranged to do the light switch on last week, and then we had late news that there was going to be a fixture midweek. That was the kind of thing that prompted us to do the whole development, because last year that would have meant cancelling training, and this year it didn't. So we had kids training on every pitch whilst the men's first team were winning their game of the County Cup. So it was a really good evening. Great that we've been able to do this in our centenary season. So this is our 100th season of playing rugby. If people want to come down, watch a game at the weekend, they can even take away Christmas gifts because we've got some centenary gin made by local providers, Union Distillers, and centenary beer made by the Langton Brewery. So continuing those local partnerships and giving people good ideas for Christmas.